And we're here at the South Dakota State Fair and the Century Farms and the 125-year, I'm not going to try to pronounce what it is, but it's Kwasi-Kwi or something like that. Anyway, the Hanton family are with me, Leo, Ginger, and Todd, and Monica. And well, 125 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, it sure is. It's hard to imagine, and it's pretty cool. We're pretty proud of it.
Well, Leo, it's how many generations has this been in the family?
Five.
Well, that's got to be you got to be pretty proud of what you've accomplished, though, with all the land sales. How many acres do you have that on the original farmstead?
It was the original homesteaded quarter, 160 acres from 1893.
And so what were some of the generations?
My great-great-grandpa, Albert, and then my grandpa, Matthew, and then my dad, Leo, and then me, Todd.
Okay, any more? Your son going to come back and help with that?
So far, if he was to choose today, he would not, but I'm still hopeful that him or my daughter might come back and join us on the farm. We'd be very proud of that and love to see that happen.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of, I'm sure that throughout those years, there's been some troubling times out in the farm to keep that together. Talk about some of those back in the days.
Okay. I guess in 1976 was the worst year because we didn't have a crop in the fields and we had planned that winter to build a new house. So a new house was going up and we didn't have any feed at all for the dairy cattle. We had to haul in all the feed. The neighbors thought we were crazy, but we made it.
And that's the way a lot of the farms were back then. You just did it, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it's kind of the way it is now. You just survive.
Right, that's right. And that's typical for any farmer, I think. You just work your way out of things, and it turns out all right.
Well, you know, it has been you've kind of changed the farming over the few years. You were in dairy for quite a while, and that's kind of went.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of went, but it was good for us. We made money on that as long as we could.
I know it, and Todd, you're kind of in the farming end of it now, but some different transitions to keep the farm going and keep it in the family.
Yeah, there's been a lot of planning, and each generation has new challenges, but, you know, I can't imagine I would love to see great-grandpa and grandpa be able to see, you know, the technology and the things and the acres that we farm now and the cattle that we have. It would be so special to share that with them and have them see and be able to be as proud as we are of what we've done.
It's really kind of a family affair, too, in the farming out in your country.
Yes, Dad was still comes over once in a while. Even after he was supposed to be retired, he'd come over every day until he had a stroke, and that kind of changed his ability to do what he was a few weeks before. But Mom and Dad, we still go to them for advice all the time, and that's probably the most important part is the ideas and the way they molded us and the things that we do is a lot from generation to generation that all gets passed down.
Well, from looking back at the early generations to where you are now, would you ever thought that farming would have changed this dramatically?
Right. I mean, it's hard to believe. As we pulled up here with our car today, we've got a car that wouldn't let me unlock the door on one side because Monica was on the other side with the key in her pocket, and it's like unbelievable. You know, it's just what's next, and the tractors driving themselves, and all the things that we do use out there. It's good, and it's getting harder to adapt that technology the older you get, though. So that's why I need that next generation to come back.
Well, we gotta talk. Who's here representing the Hanton family now? We got to get that on.
Mom and Dad, Leo and Ginger Hanton, me and my wife Monica, and my sister Tara Gibson.
All right, so it's going to be a fun time. I know they're doing the 100th century right now, and you're going to be 125. There just seems to be more and more. It's amazing how many farms have been, with the land changing hands all the time, how many farms are still getting that century.
Right, 60-some farms and in getting the Century Farm and 20-some getting this 125. I was very surprised. I had no idea there was that many, and it is great. Shows some good South Dakota values, I think.
Well, congratulations, Leo Ginger, and all you guys for this award, and have fun and smile.
All right, will do. Thanks, Chuck. Thank you very much.
You bet. And that's the Hanton family from down at Bemis, South Dakota, with their farm, getting the 125 year farm this year.